Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Maya. How may I help you?
Hi, Maya. I was calling about the promotion that's online about the KitchenAid.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you tell me how that works if it says you won?
Ma'am, it's basically a contest entry. You won if they do call you.
If they call you?
Yes, ma'am.
But it said I won, and I filled out the information for them to deliver the mixer. So what do you mean they have to call?
And I'm saying they'll call you if you did win. Did you win?
It said I won. It said they had me pick a box, and the mixer was in the box. It said I won. It asked for my address and my card.
Lord. Can I start off with your zip code real quick?
Mm-hmm.
27332. Okay. Hold 1 second for me. Can I please have your first and last name?
Yolanda Stanford.
Miss Yolanda, you're not in our system. But if
how did they just ask me to fill out that information and my credit card and said my order be shipped and all of that?
Come, ma'am, if it does be shipped, you can call this number back.
That's crazy. Why would?
Because you're not in our system.
So I guess I'm just trying to get an understanding. How does the promotion work?
Basically, they call you and tell you that you did win. If they didn't call you, you did not win. So I advise you not to put your card anywhere unless they do call you and say that you did win something.
But that's not how it set it up. It asked for the information. It told me I won. And then it routed me to the website, well, not the website, but to fill out the address, and then it asked for the card.
Yes, ma'am.
So why would they tell you? That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't say we'll call you and let you know. I mean, are you familiar with the one I'm talking about?
Yes, ma'am, because we are a third-party call center dealing with different vendors. So I do know how it goes, because I get different calls every day going on this, and I tell them do not put your card anywhere. Well, do not put your information anywhere if you're not sure or anything.
Well, I was pretty sure. I was just calling the number because it was on here. But it sounds like the way you're describing it, that's not the way the promotion was.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, the promotion said answer the questions, see if you qualify. They checked my answers. Then it was like pick a box. It was like 9 boxes, like a tic-tac-toe. And I picked the box and said, you get a free turn. Picked the next box. It said the mixer was in there. Then it was like, congratulations, you win the mixer. Just pay this for shipping.
And how much you pay for shipping?
It said $2.95. But it actually, $2.95.
Because basically you're going to be paying for a mixer, which is the raffle, but also you're going to get signed up for something else.
Okay.
And it's going to come out your credit card every month. So, but on here, you haven't made you an account yet, so you haven't been charged yet.
Okay, so I guess I need to see how that works. So they're going to, because I tried to read the fine print and it didn't say that I was being charged for anything in the future. But
yes, ma'am.
So how do they expect you to move forward?
To be honest, it's just like you might call back and say that you was charged for a month, then we go by there.
Okay, I'll have to see what they're trying to do. I'm going back to read everything because I read it before I started the process. But thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Like, we'll call customer service.
Okay, bye.
Bye.